Sophia, the Final Four this weekend. More importantly, how are you at the moment?
Yeah, I'm doing really good, thank you. The rehab's going very well. You know, obviously there's sort of blips along the way, but I think I feel quite positive at the moment, and I think that will help carry me forward. So yeah, feeling good.
It's a long process, but really pleased to hear this. How tricky has it been on that other side of the boards?
Very tricky. You know, I'm desperate to play, but I think, you know, the reality of playing elite sport is that you do get injuries, and it's never a smooth kind of process or journey. And I sort of just have to keep reminding myself of that. And actually, you know, it kind of makes you realise how much you want something and how much you love and enjoy playing netball. So, you know, it is difficult, but I'm just working hard now so that I can get back on that court for next season.
And as a player, you know that there's lots of love and support there from everybody on the bench. And I get the impression that's a whole WASP ethos.
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of our hashtags is WASP's family, and it certainly does feel like we are a family. I feel very supported by my teammates, by our management, by our support staff, and also by our fans as well. You know, everybody is sharing a lot of love, and I think that's really important in a club. It's part of the success, is actually being kind of united and together as a team.
I spoke to George yesterday, and she told me that at the end of season awards, Bongi wanted to give you her award.
Yeah, she did. She won supporters player of the season, and she kind of dedicated her award to me, which was very touching and really lovely. But she thoroughly deserves that. I actually voted for her myself. So she's been brilliant for us this season. She's a great teammate, a great person to have in the team. And I just, yeah, love her.
Hannah, player of the season. And if anything, she's a constant rock to you all, isn't she?
Absolutely, absolutely. She's played brilliantly in every single game. You can always rely on her to do her job at the back. You know, she's not the most vocal player out there, but she just goes on, sticks the task, and turns over ball for us over and over, and that's all you can ask for in a defender.
You're probably itching to get back. Are you looking forward to playing a part of the Fast Five?
Yeah, you know, so it's such an exciting event for netball, and, you know, really pushing the sport forward again. You know, the opportunity to play at the O2 Arena is just absolutely amazing. So exciting for the clubs to be part of. So it's definitely something to look forward to, yeah.
Final Four, what's that going to mean to you all being at WASP's first season?
It was always our target to make the Final Four. So, you know, that's one box ticked, but there's still a job to be done at the weekend. You know, we just need to put out our best performance, and we'll see where that takes us. You know, we are more than capable of making that final, but you know, with finals weekend, anything can happen. You know, you've just got to get yourselves there and play well.
How easy is it to wipe previous results clean and just take it a game at a time?
Yeah, you know, the focus is for us our game on Saturday against Sunder. That's all we focused on this week in training. We'll go from there on Sunday, depending on, you know, the result. But yeah, kind of the results in the past now, kind of, yeah, they don't mean anything because everybody's going to bring their A game this Saturday. Everybody wants to make the final. So, you know, all four teams are going to give it their best shot.
Thunder are Thunder at the best of times, but how have you seen their season?
You know, Thunder are a great side. They're resilient, they're tough, and, you know, they've actually got a very experienced team there. You know, Kerry Almond and Emma Dovey at the back, you know, real strong defence duo there. And, you know, they've had some really strong performances this season. But unfortunately, we beat them the last time we played them, and we're looking to just carry that forward on Saturday.
The nice thing is, though, there's nothing to stop that director of netball of yours taking to the court for about 15 minutes here or there on either of the days.
No, you know, Tamsin's, you know, she's played a crucial role in the last few weeks with the number of injuries that we've had. She hates me because I've, you know, got injured and she's had to put the dress back on. But, you know, she's still fantastic. She's still a great player, one of the best in England, and she will play a role this weekend.
And she might not admit it, but I'm sure she'll secretly be loving it.
Oh, she absolutely loves it. She pretends that she doesn't, but she absolutely loves it. You know, she's a great player and she absolutely loves netball. It's her, you know, it's her passion, and, you know, who wouldn't enjoy going back out there and still being just as good as you were before you retired? You know, I definitely admire her.
A great treat, obviously, as well, for those Wasps fans. You'll be hoping to see as many as possible in Birmingham?
Yeah, definitely. You know, Birmingham's sort of close to our home ground of the Rico. So, yeah, we're encouraging all our fans, as many as we can, to get across to Birmingham, the Barclaycard Arena, to cheer us on. You know, it's the final hurdle, and we definitely would love to have as many Wasps fans as we can.
How have things been in training? I suppose at this stage, is it just more anticipation ahead at the weekend? And
yeah, I mean, Tamsin, she's a very tactical coach. So, you know, we've looked at a lot of video. We have a clear plan of how we need to execute the game on Saturday. So training's just been focused around that, really.
And a game at a time, really. That's all you can do?
Our focus has just been Thunder on the Saturday, and we'll go from there after that. But, yeah, one game at a time.